presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
Mirror World News, March 9, 426 America, New York, Russian troops face dying in tanks that become 40-ton iron freezers in minus 20 C cold snap. Russian soldiers stuck in Vladimir Putin's 40-mile convoy of tanks and vehicles several miles outside Kyiv face a desolate future as conditions threaten to drop to minus 20 C.
Washington Post World,
March 9, 418 America, New York, a million children have fled Ukraine. Here's what a train station full of goodbyes looks like. The exodus could become as large as 4 million people by the end of the war, according to a United Nations estimate, about 10% of Ukraine's population.
WorldCBSNews.com.
March 9, 308 America, New York, Venezuela frees two Americans amid talks hastened by Ukraine war. The U.S. and Venezuela were already revisiting their hostile relationship, but the war, and its resulting impact on oil and gas prices, sped things up.
Fox World News.
March 9, 254 America, New York, foreign volunteers get Ukrainian citizenship in fight against Russia, Ukraine says. Foreign volunteers who join Ukrainian forces in the fight against Russia will be granted citizenship by the Ukrainian government if they want, a Ukrainian government official said.
Time.
March 9. 139 America, New York, U.S. shoots down Polish proposal to get warplanes to Ukraine via Germany. Poland's government said it would be willing to transfer its fleet of MiG-29 fighter jets to an American base in Germany, though it wasn't immediately clear if the U.S.
BBC News World.
March 9, 132 America, New York, Australia floods, PM Morrison to declare a national emergency. The floods, which have been described as a once-in-a-500-year event, has left 20 people dead.
New York Times World News.
March 9, 115 America, New York, Mexican women protest femicides as president warns against violence. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been accused of not doing enough to stem the rise in violence against women. Protesters outside the National Palace in Mexico City during the International Women's Day march on Tuesday.